Welcome back to another episode of the Flat Earth Research Podcast. In this one, we have a special guest. His name is Shane. He's all the way from the United States. And he reached out to me. He said he wanted to have me on his show. So we had a nice conversation about this Flat Earth thing. Hope you guys enjoy. Peace.
So we're all here. I can hear you. Hey.
Okay. Are we on?
Yeah, it looks like we're here.
Yeah, man. How you been?
How you doing?
Yeah, I've been doing good.
Okay.
It's 8 o'clock here in India.
Okay, so you're overseas.
Yeah, man. I live.
I think you just checked back in. Are you here, sir?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. This thing keeps fucking up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How is this going to work, then?
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So, so we just basically, I want to give a little bit of background, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Me and my friends, we were just kind of talking about the whole flat earther movement. And for, mm-hmm. First of all, let me just say that flat earth is an extremely hard concept for me to understand, because my whole life I've been told this one thing.
Yes, and that's true.
And I listened to your podcast, and I know, and you said some things. You're like, well, how do you know it's true? And I'm like, well, I don't personally know. I just know what I'm told. Like, even if I knew the math, somebody had to tell me the math. Like, it's not something I don't have the ability to figure out the math on my own. Like, you know, like some people, throughout history created their own math and they could figure out things. And I don't have that ability. Everything that I learn is built off of something else that somebody did. Like, I don't have my own genuine knowledge. So that
that's true.
Yeah. So I'm curious. I want to know, you know, how this came about. But first, before I did that, I just kind of want to get some of your background. From what I understand, you do engineering work.
Yeah, I study engineering all the way in India. So I come from a scientific perspective and not a religious view, like most people do. So
go ahead.
Yeah, I believe that flat earth can be scientifically tested, verified, and repeatable, you know. All these experiments can be repeatable.
Go ahead. Hello? Hello? Oh, dang it. This episode is going to be very choppy.
Scientific.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Hello? I'm an amateur, John.
As we know, we've all been indoctrinated through the Rockefeller-funded education system throughout the world. So we've all had the same amount of...
He's coming in and out. Like, he's... It's kind of bad because he's like, I can't hear
you there,
right,
man?
Now. Yeah, you're coming in and out, sir. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
I can't seem to hear you.
Oh, I can't. Well, I can hear you and I can hear John.
Are you there?
Yes. Hello. Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hello?
This Hello, doesn't sir. Seem to be working.
Oh, boy. He's giving up, John. Very disappointing. Very, very anticlimactic. Hello.
Hello.
So we're obviously having some audio technical problems. And it's probably my fault because I really don't know. I guess I just don't know what I'm doing, and that's why it keeps happening. But if we can't get through it tonight, we'll set something up and we'll actually get something on a different platform or whatever we need to do to make it work.
Oh yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
That sounds fine.
But let's go ahead and let's see if we can try to continue the conversation. So let me just ask this just to start. How did you get here? How did you get to the Flat Earth conclusion?
That's a good question. So I was just like all of humanity in thinking that we're on a spinning ball flying through infinite space, right? That's the story NASA puts out. And
correct.
I've always looked at the stars, and every time I did that, I felt super insignificant, you know? Like, I didn't feel like I belonged here because I knew that, hey, the stars that I'm looking at, it's probably dead by now because it's coming in a million light years.
True.
And it's probably not even there at the moment, but I can see it. So there was this feeling of insignificance and just meaninglessness, you know, because the cosmos is so vast and the universe is so unimaginably big and space is ever expanding and we're just a tiny little ball in space that we call Earth, a little blue speck, as they say. So that was the view and that was the perspective I had before. And a couple of years ago, I think just 1 year ago, I found this concept or theory on the internet that said the Earth is flat, and I thought, wow, that must be the stupidest shit I've heard all day. Dude, who doesn't? Like, what the fuck is this? How are people in like 2017 like out here believing the Earth is flat?
Oh, dang it, John. Dang it, boy. It's just getting good. And here's the sad part. He's still going on his conversation, and he don't know that we've cut out. And hopefully the audio saves. But here in a second, he's going to realize I'm not answering him, and we're going to do this again. And my podcast is really jacked up.
Hello?
Yes. Are you there, sir? Oh, boy. We're going to do this again. We're doing this little dance. He's going to get frustrated. He's not going to want to do this. Well, I didn't fucking know. Well, I tried to get some basic information.
I found this flat earth thing and it was pretty ridiculous. And then days passed and I heard a couple of my YouTube channels talking about it. And then I'm like, oh shit, this motherfucker thinks the earth is flat. Now, I know from him should be a lie because he's a flat earther. So what kind of credibility does this guy have? So does everything that he says, like, is everything he's ever told me a lie also? Because flat earth didn't really seem that, I don't know. It didn't seem like it was possible.
Yeah.
It just didn't. I just thought it was the stupidest shit ever. And there's no way that the earth can be flat. And this, I had the same perspective until this thing keep coming back. It's like a nightmare. It kept haunting me. Like, oh fuck, I see this shit on the internet again. Why isn't it going away? I mean, if the earth is really not flat, it should be pretty easy to disprove this. You know, you can just say, hey, we have a photo of Earth from space and the debate is over. That's it. The earth is not flat. But that wasn't the case. This shit kept coming back. And finally, I said, hey, fuck it. What do I have to lose if it's flat? I mean, I can entertain the possibility, but I was a huge skeptic. And I went into this with that skepticism. And I thought, hey, I'm just going to look at it. I'm going to see what these guys, ridiculous it is, so I can debunk it. So my main intention going into this was to debunk this shit. And I looked at the evidence. And it seemed plausible. Some of it didn't make any sense. Some of it actually made some sense. Like shit like boats going over the horizon, over the alleged curve.
Right.
But then they actually don't because you can just take a super zoom camera and it comes right back into view. So shit like that made sense to me. Like other shit, like the fucking ice wall and shit, that made, like, I did not want to entertain that possibility, right? So I was a little on the fence on this, and then I started looking more and more into this, and then I said, no fucking way, it's flat, and I just kind of left it. But soon enough, it kept coming back, and I had to keep looking into it. And next thing I know, I've spent over 100 hours looking at flat earth videos on YouTube, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? I can't be looking at this shit, because it's not true, right? It's yeah. not true. There's no way the earth can be flat. But at one point, after I was deep into the rabbit hole and a lot of arguments started making sense, like flight paths. You know, there's flight paths that go from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere. And yes. There's flight paths on the globe that make no sense on a globe. Like, these guys have to take a real detour. Like, they go to Alaska and then they come back into the southern hemisphere and shit. But when you map the same flight paths out on a flat earth map, it makes perfect sense because it's just a straight line. Right. And the businesses want the shortest route possible to save on fuel or whatever. So it would make more sense on a flat earth map because it's a line is the shortest spot between two points. So,
yeah, because the amount of fuel.
Yeah, just things like these made me question my view of everything. And soon enough, at one point, there was a tipping point where I said, hey, it might be flat, who knows? But I did more and more research, or whatever you want to call it, looked into this. And at one point, I just had to come out of the flat earth closet, man.
Yeah.
I had to say, hey, guys, the earth is actually flat. We've been lied to our whole entire lives. So okay. That was just how I got into it. I tried to debunk it, but I ended up becoming a flat earther. So I'm pretty sure that's how it is for most people.
Well, sure. I mean, people have to get this.
Did you get any of that?
Right? Yeah, I got it all. I wish
you still there.
I'm here. I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Hello?
Yeah. He just went on a 5-minute spiel, John. He explained everything. He can't hear
anything. You there, man?
I'm saying. Hello.
Say
yes,
something
here,
if you are there.
I'm here. I am here. I'm on the podcast. I actually cracked open a beer because your story was getting good. I actually could hear you, man. I just, I guess you couldn't hear me. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But you were actually, the story was getting very interesting, and I was compelled. So
the quick summary, I tried to debunk the flat earth and I ended up becoming one because I couldn't explain some things, or like some scientific points of view just didn't make any sense on the globe model.
Right. And I liked your point that you're making. That's interesting. I never thought about that before, but the fact that planes, if you think about the world being round, they would spend a lot more fuel going over the curve because you're not going straight to your next point. You're going on a curve. And so, like you're saying, you know, businesses want planes to out. But if the earth was flat, you don't need to go on the curve. Well, you do need to go up. But once you go up, you can just go straight across. You're not going over. You're not having to keep going up. Time.
Yeah, planes are really great for flat earth because what planes have is an artificial horizon. Pilots, you.
Oh, man. You still there, John? All right, here's what we're going to do. This is going to drop off here in a second. We may finally have cracked this thing. I think we might be good now.
Okay.
I really apologize for the.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay, so we were talking about, you know, you
flights?
Were saying how planes.
Yeah, flights are a great topic for flat earth because, as I was saying, the pilots use this thing called an artificial horizon. So an artificial horizon is basically a gyroscope. And a gyroscope is a scientific instrument that maintains
its rigidity in space. So like it, if you spin it and it just kind of stays there no matter what the surface underneath is doing, right? So gyroscopes actually prove the Earth is flat, because when planes take off and they fly, if the Earth was actually a globe, the pilots would have to dip the nose of the plane, I think it's 2 miles every minute or something at the speed they're going. So they have to constantly dip the nose of the plane to maintain the curvature, just to stay on the curvature of the Earth. But actually this never happens, because the artificial horizon shows us that the plane is actually flying straight level. So it takes off, flies level, and then it lands.
Well, that's fascinating, and that's pretty straightforward. Why? I wonder why more people don't talk about that.
Actually, a lot of pilots are coming out and talking about this. Most pilots can't talk about this because they're afraid they'll lose their jobs and shit. But a lot of pilots are actually coming out and telling people, hey, it might just be flat, because NASA tells you you should be able to see curvature at around 60, 70,000 feet. Right. And planes fly around like 40,000 feet, I guess.
Yeah.
And some people claim to see the curvature from the plane, and which is ridiculous, because if you go on a plane, you look out the window, there's no way you're seeing curve. And even if you are seeing curve, it's because of the refraction of the window of the plane. So it's not really a curve. So what flat earthers have done is they've sent out weather balloons up to like 200,000 feet in the air without fisheye lens to actually see if it's curved or not. And it turns out it's flat. Turns out at 200,000 feet, there's no visible curvature, and the horizon always rises up to eye level, which means that the plane underneath should be flat. So that's just another thing. There's lots of weather balloon footage videos online. I think one, it's called Dog Cam or something. And yeah, that shows a very, that shows.
Hello?
At that kind of altitude, you know, like let's say 120,000 feet or like 200,000 feet.
Right.
Heights that you should absolutely be able to see the curvature, because the circumference of the Earth is supposed to be 25,000 miles or something like that. So the higher up you go, the more curvature you should be able to see. Right. So that didn't make any sense to me. But then I always thought, hey, maybe we're just not high enough to see the curvature. Maybe we're just too tiny and the Earth is too big to see any kind of curvature. But with the numbers they give us, you can do certain math and actually see that you should be able to see some curve.
So this is interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah. So another thing about flights is, we know the Earth rotates east to west, right?
Yeah.
The Earth spins every day, supposedly.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah. So flights going east to west are going with the curve of the Earth. Like they fly with the curve of the Earth. So you can measure how long it takes for a flight to go from one point to another, east to west. And then you can measure the same time the flight takes in the opposite direction. So if a plane is flying west to east on the same course, it should take a lot more time for the plane flying west to east, because the Earth is spinning. It's called the Coriolis effect.
Yep.
So the plane should in fact take way longer, because it's going against the spin of the Earth to reach the same destination. But in fact, if you check the timings, the time durations of these flights going east to west and west to east, they're about the same. There's actually no difference. So yeah, simple, like things like these really made me, I mean, they don't make you a flat earther, but like, it's just something to know, like, hey, that really, I didn't know about that. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, no, but, this is all news to me, bro. Everything you're preaching is brand new to me. I mean, this is all, I'm learning. This is, class is in session. Like, I'm learning.
No, this is actually pretty basic stuff. If you get into Flat Earth, these are the arguments that they present to you, things like these, and then you can draw your own conclusions from them. Nobody is asking you. I don't ask anyone to believe what I say. Actually, don't believe what I say. go and verify if it's actually true, and then come to your own conclusion. So well, that's the whole point of flat earth. Yeah.
Yeah, that leads to the bigger discussion about what is truth. I mean, truth is what you perceive, and so what you perceive to be real is real to you. And you know, everybody's different.
Exactly.
But there's some things that we can agree that are true. Like I can pretty much guarantee you, if I pick up this bottle, if I pick up this bottle in my hand and I throw it, it's going to hit the ground. Like I could.
That's objective.
Know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, when we talk about things that seeing the curvature of the Earth, I can't see that unless I'm up super high, like you said. And the chances that I'm ever going to go up that high are extremely rare.
Yep.
So it's interesting. I did want to ask a little bit of a follow up question, and forgive me if this sounds idiotic, but
no, go ahead.
It'd be good to ask. What is your concept then of space? Like what would the Earth look like if the Earth isn't a globe? What does the Earth look like then?
This is a big question, and I feel like we should get into this later on in the episode.
Okay.
On the flat Earth, space does not exist, and I know how stupid that sounds, but the flat Earth model proposes that we live in an enclosed system, okay? And they say that there's a dome over our head. We don't know if it's a solid dome or if it's some sort of electromagnetic shield that keeps us in place. But the point is, nobody is leaving this place. So the whole argument here is about heliocentrism versus geocentrism, right? Heliocentrism says the sun is in the center of the solar system, but geocentrism says, hey, the Earth is actually the center of the universe and the heavens rotate above us. We are the stationary flat plane and everything revolves around us. So coming into this, it's a very daunting topic because it says, hey, we're not really insignificant, but we might be the center of it all. It gives us way more importance. So I feel like we should talk about this more after some more flatter topics, because I don't think the listeners can come into this very easily.
A big jump then. That's a huge jump.
But space is fake. As quoting a famous line from Red Hot Chili Peppers, space may be the final frontier, but it's made in the Hollywood basement.
Yeah, I dig that song.
That was a little fun line there.
Right on. Well, let me ask you this then, because this is kind of ties into that. And I know you said you wanted to get into this later, but just so we can get into that in the open.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand of human history, for a good chunk of it, we believe that we were the center of the Earth.
I
think it wasn't until Galileo that ideology changed. But
no, it was actually Copernicus, Pythagoras, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I forgot about him. So he was the one that basically said, no, it's not. We're not the center. I know there's got to be it's a control factor or something, right? I mean, why would we have to change all of a sudden?
Okay, that's a good question. So let's break it down. Let's break down the heliocentric model. Let's break down the globe Earth, because we all know that ancient people of all the lands knew that the Earth was flat, and all their cosmologies thought that they were the stationary flat plane and there was a dome over the head and all the celestial bodies revolve around us. That's what they thought. That's what they believed for centuries.
Hello.
What the order of Jesus is, the Society of Jesus.
I have not heard of the Society of Jesus. No. Yes. Hello? Hello.
Okay, you probably can't hear me, but the whole thing goes on with the Jesuits. So Jesuits, Freemasons, Satanists, pedophiles, all of these guys are the ones perpetrating the globe earth lie. These are the guys that actually brainwashed the whole entire world that the earth is a spinning globe. And why they've done this is to make you feel insignificant. That's the end game. The end game is they are hiding God from you. They don't want you to open up to the possibility that you are the center of everything. So once they keep you in this limited state of awareness where you think that, hey, you're just a tiny little speck in space, and there's thousands of planets like yours, nothing really matters, everything came from nothing, the Big Bang is real, and evolution, and all of that nonsense. Once you can get people into thinking these things, it's easier for them to control and manipulate your decisions and actions, because you're in a very limited state of awareness, and they don't want, and it's very easy for them to, you know, control you, because fear is the best way you can control someone. Well, that's also actually, it's easier for you to lie to someone than to convince them of the truth. So they've just been lying to us this whole entire time, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So the whole point of this is they're hiding the creator from you. They're hiding intelligent design, because once you find out the earth is flat, there's no room for atheism, I believe, because that means somebody put us here and someone designed this shit, because the earth is flat and there's a dome over and shit. Like, what the fuck? No, there's no way that this could have happened by accident, right? So that's the end game here. They're lying to you because they're hiding yourself. They're hiding the truth from you. And the truth is that everything exists within you and we are all of God. But I don't want to go into that right now. But what people need to know is this is Jesuits. These are evil people. And they have a cult. And they have led everyone astray by spreading this lie. If you still today, all the education that we get are funded by the Jesuits, and all the astronomers that ever existed, not ever existed, most of the astronomers are actually Jesuits. If you actually see the craters on the moon are all Jesuit astronomers. They're named after Jesuit astronomers. So a big part of this is the Jesuits. And the Jesuits are, how do I explain the Jesuits? The Jesuits are a bunch of evil people, a bunch of elite, and they're occultists that control the world by keeping us in a limited state of awareness. I don't know if you got all of that, but I can't really hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, man. I cut out. I think that basically I could hear everything you were saying. The way the app works, the audio will still be intact. So we'll still be able to make the episode. It shouldn't be a problem, but it's just going to be a bunch of small.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Go on.
Oh yeah. I was going to say it's going to be a bunch of small little clips that, you know, but it'll work. We'll get it. So fascinating background. I didn't know anything about the Jesuits until you just said it. So
for anyone listening and they want to know more about this, look up who the Jesuits were. Look up Knights of Templar. Look up Freemasons. You know about the Freemasons, man?
Yeah, now I do know Freemasons and Knights of Templar. I know about the Templar Order, and I know about the Freemasons. And
yeah. So it's all connected. It's all connected to this one thing.
Okay. Well, it's fascinating. It what you were saying is actually, I mean, it's. I could see why you would want, because like you were saying, we're like, how insignificant are we? I mean, we're nothing. If you buy into what NASA tells you,
we're fucking nothing, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and why would you have hope? Why would you ever hope to do anything if you can't? Because it's irrelevant. Like, if the universe is endless expanse of nothingness, then what is the point in anything? Why have life? Exactly. Why have beauty? Why love? Why care? I mean, there's something there that science that we know just can't tell us, because it's these emotions. Like, I can't get an emotion from math. Like, math can't make me feel, unless you just love math. But I mean, it's just not the same as seeing, you know, your loved one or the passion you feel. I think there's more to it than just a hard numbers game. And like you said, somebody had to, it had to be a design. I mean, it can't just fall into place, right? I mean, what are the odds that it could just all fall into place, you know, and just be random? It's ridiculous.
It is. I mean, people still think that we came from nothing. How can nothing make something?
Yeah,
that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the Big Bang Theory never adds up to me, because it's like, okay, but you have to keep going. You can't just stop there and say that created everything, because something had to create that. So, I've never really fully bought into that one either.
Yeah, so
again,
the globe model is crucial for the Big Bang and evolution. The heliocentric lie is in the center of all of this. So in order to make all of the other shit work, you have to convince people that we're on a flying rock spinning through space.
Do you believe that the people that are in these orders and societies, and do you think that they are being influenced by something that is not human?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. I definitely do think there are darker, more evil figures or powers or entities, forces, whatever you want to call it, involved. And I just like to call it Satan, because Satan is easier and everybody can relate to what Satan is. So I think that this darkness is what is perpetrating or influencing these people into brainwashing the masses, because that's what occultists do. So all of these occultists, they supposedly get their powers from demons, and they sacrifice babies and all that for Moloch and all these other demons or whatever. So they think that the demons is who gives them their power. So yeah, definitely. I personally believe that Satan, as God said in the Bible, Satan is involved, and he is the one that led all of humanity astray.
Well, and then you got to think. I mean, look at the state of the world. I mean, there's some people. Like, I just recently took a trip to California. It's the first time since I was a kid.
Oh, shit.
And I go out to California, and I go to Beverly Hills, and I'm not kidding, man. Within 5 minutes, I saw cars that were more expensive than my entire neighborhood. I mean, that's how many I saw, that many cars that are like high-end Italian sports cars.
Yeah,
I think how can you live like this, and then 2 miles away, you have people living in tents? How can you justify it? So just think of how messed up the world is.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, go on.
Okay. Yeah, so that, I mean, it's just, when you know the world is at stake, then you got to help think, why is it this way? Because if we have the technology that we have, there's no reason why people should be sick or why kids should go without food.
And people are homeless. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, there's enough wealth in the world to where we could all be happy. We could all live productive lives. So you have to start leading to the conclusion that it's just a certain group of people that want to be in control.
That is true.
You know, and they hold the masses down. And that's, and I believe that regardless of whether or not you're a conspiracy theorist or you're a flat earther or you're an occult believer or whatever it is, history has proven that there has always been a few people that control everything. Like, that's
history is a lie. History is written by the winners.
Yeah, exactly. And then just, you know, it's just kind of sad, because I think we could have so much more potential to live. Everybody should have a right to have a good life, and but it's just not that way. And maybe flat earth is the beginning of people trying to say, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah, that is true, because I maintain that flat earth is the heart of all conspiracies. And once people start to find out, hey, the earth might actually be flat, then, I mean, think about it. If overnight, at least like more than half of the population realized that the earth was flat, it would be fucking chaos, dude.
Yeah.
People would ask their government, like, why are you lying to us? What is... We all live in abundance, and there's plenty of food, fruit, water, vegetables, all that shit. There's plenty of it available, but it's being monopolized by a certain elite number of people.
And to a certain extent, wasted, you know? It's just thrown away.
Yeah, exactly. There's millions of people out on the street dying, and it's fucked up.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. It's fucked up.
Well, you know, but by your show, by your podcast, you're waking people up to start, even if they don't buy into the, you know, it may be too hard for some people to escape the earth being round. But even then, we need to question about who is running, who's making the rules that we're living by, and why is it so fucked up? Like, why does it have to be this way? Most people don't want it to be like that. Nobody I know wants to have all the money and all the food. They want everybody to have, you know, most of the people I know want everybody to be happy.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, we could go all day on this. Like, this is just...
That's true. Yeah, a lot of people, mostly it's because of this materialistic view of the world that we have, that, and we're so greedy about things, and we just want everything to ourselves. People don't realize that when you give out love, you receive love. So when you share... When you share your resources and your wealth, you get it back to you. It's pretty simple. And I feel like we could all live in peace and harmony once we realize that we're all one consciousness, and there's nothing that really separates us from other people. It's just points of view. It's just different points of view. And we...
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow, man. I mean, you know, here we are. We're, you know, you're out in India and I'm in the States, and somehow we able to reach the same conclusions about the basic nature of
humanity. Exactly. We have some sort of common ground, even though we have completely different backgrounds and our lives are never the same. But yet we can agree on some fundamental truths, you know, like love, like peace. Like, we can all agree that people need shelter and food, and it's fucked up that they can't get that shit. And yeah, these are just basic human fundamental qualities that we possess. And they're trying to destroy this mentality. You know, they're trying to say, hey, you don't have to. It doesn't matter because we're going to Mars soon. Right? There's so many other planets that we haven't explored yet. So fuck this place. Who wants this place? We're just gonna go out there and make another civilization or whatever.
And burn that one down.
Let me
ask you this to kinda close this out. How has being a flat earther, how has it affected your life? Does it eat into what you do every day? Does it eat into your relationships? What, or does it not at all? Does it not really affect
you? No. Being open about flat earth has actually changed my life drastically. I mean, my relationships with people haven't been the same. People look at me differently. And most importantly, my view of the world has changed so much that there's no going back anymore. Yeah. Like, There's a saying about in flat earth, this: once you go flat, you never go back. And you take the red pill and there's no going back. So when you have this sort of view that, hey, they're lying to you about the shape of the world, I mean, what else could they possibly lie to you about?
Well, they could lie about anything. If they get you to believe that, then it's over.
Yeah, there's no limit, man. We've been lied to about everything, and that is the truth. Right? So, just everyday life, People look at me differently. People think I'm a fucking dumbass. They don't talk to me anymore. But that's cool. I mean, they can do them, and it's all good. But I try to like keep it low key. I try to like get people into this. Just here, just plant seeds here and there. You know, just tell people, hey, did you know there's actually no photo of Earth from space? I mean, isn't that weird? There's not a single photo of Earth from space. And how do we know if anything's real anymore? I mean, if the Earth is actually a spinning ball and they have all these satellites and the ISS and shit, we should have a 24-hour live stream on the TV or whatever of the Earth spinning. If that's not okay, I mean, why are you going all the trouble of faking it if it's actually true? I mean, we can put an end to all of this if you just showed us a photo of Earth. So I'm very open to the possibility of being wrong. I mean, if any of you globe earthers can present an argument that isn't refutable, at least reasonably, I can switch back. If you actually prove to me that there's curvature, if you actually prove to me that we do spin in space, I'm going to go back and say, hey guys, I was wrong. The Earth is actually a globe, and we can just stop all this nonsense.
Well, I think it's very important for humans, you know, perceptions to change over time. I mean, I don't think we need to be stuck. I think, okay, from what I personally believe, the only thing that does not change, in my view, is death. And so if you can't change, then you're dead. I think that you need to be able to at least be open to the possibility that things aren't what they seem in order to live. So
it's having an open mind is crucial for us to learn. Because 100%. If you want to learn something, but you're so rigid of your beliefs, then that's not going to allow you to see anything. You're just going to say, hey, I'm this is how things are. Things can't be any other way than what it is. But what science is, in fact, is this sort of unlearning and relearning. You know, it's evolution. We say we come up with one theory, and then hey, we say, hey, that's wrong, that's bullshit. Now there's another one. So that's how we know we're on the right track, is we have to unlearn and relearn.
Well, man, this has been an enthralling conversation. I really appreciate you reaching out and us getting this done.
Thank you so much for having me on. I hope we can do this again sometime with your co-hosts. I would love to listen to what they have to say.
For sure. I would love, I think what we'll do is we'll go back to the drawing board and try to figure out maybe a different platform for us all to get on, so that way we can have a little bit more success. But this has just been fascinating conversation, and I appreciate you, because it's hard to put yourself out there when you have such a radical idea. I mean, I get it, you know, and that's why I had to tell my co-hosts, please guys, just keep an open mind with this guy, because I knew.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I would actually like them to be to ask a lot of questions, because it is very difficult for someone to, you know, be introduced to this and not have those kind of thoughts, you know, like, what the fuck, this guy's a dumbass, like, why are we talking to him, like, stop. I totally get it. I mean, I get it on a daily basis, so it's nothing new to me.
We gotta get you on the show more often, man.
Yeah, I would love that.
Good stuff, man. You're just well, I really appreciate it. I guess we're going to have to go ahead and wrap this one up here. But we will meet again. We are, you know, at least virtually again. Mm-hmm. And it was a treat, man. Absolute pleasure to do this with you. And
thank
I
you.
Hope it leads to better, bigger and better things.
That's right. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I hope I can be on the show again and have a nice conversation. It was lovely talking to you, man.
All right. Good luck to you, sir.
Have a good day, man.
Thank you.
Love and light.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.